Cultural Genocide. Adapted from the Long Hair Letter from the Commissioner of Indian Affairs to the Superintendent, Round Valley, California. January 11th, 1902. And the reply by the Superintendent, June 21st, 1902. The wearing of long hair by the male population of your agency is not in keeping with the advancement they are making, or will soon be expected to make, in civilization. You are therefore directed to induce your male Indians to cut their hair. With your Indian employees and those Indians who draw rations and supplies, it should be an easy matter, as non-compliance with this order may be made a reason for discharge or for withholding rations and supplies. The returned students who do not comply voluntarily should be dealt with summarily. Employment, supplies, etc. should be withdrawn until they do comply. And if they become obstreperous about the matter, a short confinement in the guardhouse at hard labor with shorn hair should furnish a cure. Sir, referring to your letter of January 11th, there are only two or three very old male Indians who wear long hair, and I have not thought it best to take severe measures with them, as there is no disposition on the part of any others to follow their example.